Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music, you're tuned to the Sunday, October the 14th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app. 91.5 FM.org, 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, the Sunday, October 14th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we're featuring gospel with an Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor. And now it's time for the Sounds of Praise weather update. If you're just tuning in, we've been having problems. We only have one CD working, so we're way behind. But here we go with a weather update. Right now, it's 41 degrees outside our studio. Hasn't changed since I left the house this morning at 4 a.m., 3:30, I guess it was, to get here at 4 a.m. Today's forecast. High pressure will build right over the area, bringing lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be comfortable in the afternoon. High today, 58 to 63 degrees. Not as cool at night with a low, 45 to 50 degrees. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with a passing shower. Dry most of the day, then a steadier rain will develop. 60 to 65 degrees will be the temperature today, and on Monday night, and temperatures will turn milder on Monday night, 45 to 50 degrees. On Tuesday, breezy and turning cooler again, with sunshine returning. Temperatures will be a bit below average high on Tuesday, 54 to 59 degrees. Clear and rather chilly during the night, 43 to 48 degrees. And on Wednesday, another nice fall day with plenty of sunshine and low temperatures. High on Wednesday, 57 to 62 degrees. It will turn colder at night. Some outlying areas may have frost developing with a low 39 to 44 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'm certainly going to pass it right along to you. 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you, we're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. And again, 1-855-915-WMFO is our number to call. 1-855-915-9636. And we'd love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And we're also going to be praying for our equipment here in the studio. So we need your help in that area as well. Micah Stampley coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And this is The Well.
I'm gonna be all that He wants for me. If I'm gonna see the promise that lives in me, I must give to Him this life that's so empty. Let Him fill it up until it overflows. So I'll say, I'm can't escape the ways of vanity of this life. When I'm tangled in the web of my own way out, so I'll say, calling out for more of this never-ending flood. Send the water of your peace to calm the storm. I'm not enough. Now I see the need for your constant presence in this empty life without you. Oh,
It's 7:14 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Sunday, October 14th, 2000 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And if you're just tuning in, I apologize for the long breaks and the silence. Well, I'm working with one CD. We had a CD get stuck in CD number one, and CD number two has had a CD in there for about 2 or 3 weeks now. And so, therefore, I am working with just one CD. Please bear with me. Okay, 7:14 is the time. Let's bring up Brian Andrew Wilson and Stand By Me here on Sounds of Praise. We continue with gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. And right after that, we're going to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, call it in 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, and the mountain should crumble to the sea. I won't cry.
I won't cry.
I won't cry.
I won't
no,
cry.
I won't shed a tear. Just as long
as
you stand.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Hey, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by. Somebody to stand by, stand by me,
stand by,
oh, oh, oh,
stand by,
stand by,
stand by, stand by,
stand by me,
stand by,
oh,
stand by me.
Brian Andrew Wilson here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Stand By Me. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. And here, leading us into the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry, the late Reverend Jesse Dixon, Ethel Holloway, and the Chicago Community Choir. And I know what prayer can do.
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 I'm
right all around me, fighting both day and night, never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong. You say,
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny. Praise his presence, crawling right on in. There's no doubt that we will win.
Okay. We're not going to push it any further. That CD is not playing well either. At least it's not stuck, I don't think. But anyway, we're going to go right into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. 7:37 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sunday, October 14th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise ministry. We have a number of prayer requests. And let me dig them out here. Okay, we're praying for the people in Woburn who they also lost their gas power this past week, and a number of them are still without power. So we pray that God's going to minister in that situation, and the situation is still going on in North Andover, Andover, and Lawrence as well. So we're praying that God's going to minister in those families' lives as well who've been terribly disrupted, and even one family lost a loved one. So we're praying for the people in Woburn, Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence. We're also praying for the people who've been devastated by Hurricane Michael. Hurricane Michael came ashore as a Category 4, one of the largest storms to ever hit the mainland of the United States. And many people have lost everything, and the death toll is rising. I think 14, the last I heard. And they said there's still areas that have been so devastated that they have not been able to get in there as yet to search to see if there are any survivors or anyone who's been deceased or got caught, because they got caught in either the wind or the rain and the surge that came ashore in Florida and Virginia and North and South Carolina, Georgia as well, I believe. Praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford is going to see her eye doctor on this week. And we're praying that God's going to touch her eyes, touch her back, give her victory over smoking, and allow her to return to church in the very near future. We're praising God for being with her as she was in a musical contest just yesterday, in fact. Didn't win the prize, but she had a good performance, I heard. So we're praising God with her for allowing her to compete in that contest. And we're praying for V. V is looking for an apartment. And we're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf. V, who's looking for an apartment. And we're praying for D. D looking for deliverance from a cough that he's had for almost a week now. Praying that God's going to minister on his behalf. D looking for deliverance from a cough that he's had for about a week. Praying that God's going to minister on his behalf. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning because you have bid us to come boldly unto your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We praise you and thank you, Lord, because personally we have not been caught by the devastations of the hurricanes and the gas explosions and fires that have taken place in Florida and in Florida and Georgia and North and South Carolina and Virginia. Pray, oh Lord, that you would minister in those situations, and also those here in Woburn and Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, who have been displaced by because of gas explosions and fires, and even the family who's lost a loved one. We pray, oh God, you would minister in those situations. Lord, you're the master of every catastrophe. And as we look to you, Almighty God, we know that you are able to deliver. You're able to set your people free. Most of all, you're able to draw our attention to our need for you, our need to surrender ourselves totally to you. And you are able to bring those who've been involved in these various disasters, Lord. You're able to bring them through. You're able to work in the lives of those who have been fortunate like ourselves to not experience those situations. We pray, Lord, you continue to accomplish your purpose. You know you're still in control. Even though it seems like things may be getting out of control, we know that you are in control. And therefore, Lord, we're going to praise and thank you for all that's been accomplished, Lord, and all you're going to accomplish in the days which are ahead. And we're praising you for the glory that's going to be brought to your name, because you are the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. We're praying for Michelle of Medford, Lord. She's going to see the eye doctor this week. But even before she goes, we pray that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out through your stripes. And may she receive a great report because of all you've accomplished and all that you're going to accomplish in her behalf. Give her deliverance from her back problem, Lord, and from smoking and being able to go to church. Once again, we're thanking you in advance because we know you're going to work in her behalf, and that you are going to use her, Lord, to be a soldier and a mighty testimony to others of the wondrous things that she's received from your hand, so many be won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praising God with B, who had an appearance in a talent contest yesterday. And even though she didn't win yet, we're thankful for the performance that she was able to present. And may she even be yielded to you, Lord. And may she be a testimony among her peers. And may many call you blessed through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for V, who's looking for an apartment, Lord, you're the God of the open door. And so therefore, Lord, we're claiming victory in her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. May she recognize, O Lord, that as she follows your direction and as she yields herself to you, you may be able to work powerfully in her behalf, giving her the direction and the strength that she needs to continue to move forward in your perfect will, and be used by you to bring many to the reality of their need for salvation and receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior through her life and through her testimony. Bless her and her family, Lord, and we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for D, who's looking for deliverance from a cough that he's had for about a couple of weeks now, Father, we pray you touch your servant from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out. May he look to you as his deliverer, as the one who, through your stripes, he can attain healing. And may he tell others of the wondrous things he's going to receive from your hand. And may his life continue to be a blessing. And may he be used by you in the days which are ahead in a greater way than ever before. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. And for your praise and for your glory. Amen. It's 7:45 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYV, as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. That's when Sounds of Praise is not on the air. You can get your prayer requests or your praise reports to us by calling our off-air phone number, 781-648-5158. Or writing to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we get it, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. 7:47 here on Sounds of Praise. I'm going to bring a group called the Revels. front and center here on Sound of Praise. When we did the program for the late Aretha Franklin and the late James Cleveland, we came across the song, The Old Landmark, and we decided that we're going to play a few old landmark songs on Sounds of Praise programs. And here is the Rebels with The Old Landmark from the album Come Up Shouting here on Sounds of Praise. They're a local group. They are called the Revels, and that was The Old Landmark. And this is the Old Landmark song. Donnie Hopper and the New Jersey Mass Choir, and I'll Tell It here on Sounds of Praise. 7:56 here on Sounds of Praise, our landmark song here on Sounds of Praise. Donnie Hopper and the New Jersey Mass Choir. And I believe that goes back to about 1970-something or other. It was played on a new compilation, so therefore I can't give you the exact date, but I know it goes way back there. Okay, time to put the wraps on the show. I saw one map, so I believe Brutal Brunch is in the building, or going to be in the building very soon. So time for me to pack the bag and move out. Next Sunday, let's see, next Sunday, Lord willing, we are going to be bringing you more new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning. Hopefully next Sunday, all of our equipment will be working again. If not, we'll do the best that we can. TW taking us out with a message of encouragement. Hold on. Here on Sounds of Praise. God bless.
Everything's gonna be alright.